15, the Musers had on George W. Bush. And we're not going to play audio, and I hope you heard it and all that, because it was great, and the former president was just awesome, and I think we're so lucky to have this little relationship with him.
Isn't it weird, though?
It's really weird.
It's weird hearing him with the Musers. It's weird hearing a guy who clearly listens to the station. And honestly, he sounded so much like one of those guys doing voices that it took me a while to fully accept that that was W.
Yeah, you say what you want about politics and all that crap, and I get it. We're in the maelstrom of hell, and when it comes to politics, but it's...
Didn't notice.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's tough. But regardless of what happened with him in the past, as far as him now, what he's doing and what he's all about in the post-presidency world, it's got to be weird being a man who is president at that age, relatively young, and you still have a long time to go. You know, you look at Trump or Biden or those guys, you know, they're not to be morbid, but they're old. They're really old. Bush got out of the game relatively young.
How old is he now?
Is he 70 yet?
Is he 70 yet? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well then I...
72?
That's impressive if he's younger than both of those guys.
74,
okay. All right. Yeah, he's younger. So he's had a long time to live his, you know, the back portion of his life away from the Oval Office.
I guess him and Trump are about the same age by a month. Huh.
And I love the fact what he's been able to do, what he's been able to accomplish, what his interests are, you know, the new book, the paintings, the relationship he has with immigrants. Again, say what you want about whatever side you fall on about whenever he was running the country. I don't really care. I just think it's so cool to see a guy like that embrace brand new things, new challenges, new obstacles, go about it in the way that he has, which is very under the radar. You know what he's into if you know what he's into type mm-hmm. of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And his work with veterans, like I said, his, you know, current
that project
on immigration.
Dude, that project he's on, that he wrote a book about it to portray the fact that this country is absolutely built on the shoulders of immigrants from its birth. And honestly, you know, when you talk about the immigration issues to ourselves, it's very easy for both sides to paint the other with this complete extreme portrayal, and it's probably not completely fair. Nobody is saying have no security at the border at all. But also, hopefully, nobody is saying allow nobody whose mother did not drop them in these United States permission to enter. And you know, so that middle ground is, like I said, how this whole country was founded. And now it is turned into a us versus them mentality. And I get the roots of that are, you know, let's make sure a September 11th situation never happens again, and you know, several cases beyond that. But man, I'm just so touched, honestly. That's a weird word for me to use, but I am touched that's like his post-presidential cause is to shape perception of immigrants properly, not as MS-13 or the worst of the worst or just whatever or the enemy, but just the individual stories that he wanted to tell. And I just think what a, especially given his political leanings, what a great post-presidential cause that he even said this morning. He was kind of looking for meaning, right?
Right. He was.
I just think of all the things you could do.
Something to make your soul feel better.
Something to shape the others, if you will. Those not from this country properly, because so many are just, you know, attempting to improve their family situation and to try to leave some of the most dire situations. And I just, I don't know. I'm just so impressed with that.
Yeah, I am too. Him. He just seems like a great guy. And, you know, the fact that he is a listener and P1, baby, you know, the way that he's.
That's so crazy.
It is. It's absolutely insane to, you know, to think that he may be driving around with the Secret Service and popping the radio station on every now and then.
Man, I love the overcusser.
It's funny. And
it's surreal. But, and the Rangers are even playing better, he said.
Yeah, I know. He did drop a nugget on them that I don't think that they got.
The Brad Lidge joke?
Yes, the Albert Pujols Brad Lidge joke. And that home run he hit off Brad Lidge. It's still flying. Oh, okay. All right. We get it. We don't follow that sport, I guess. But yeah, it was great to hear him. And you know, we had him on a couple of years ago, and it was in promotion of something to do with the Bush Library. They had something new going on, Danny. I can't remember what it was.
I feel like he wasn't promoting his art, was he?
No.
Okay.
No, but it was, you know, we pretty much could ask him whatever we wanted, and he's just incredibly open about things, and you know where he stands. Craig asked it's not a delicate question. It's a question about people illegally storming the Capitol, and just what a president's take was on that, and just him hearing him say how horrified he was, and just what a scary moment that is for someone that was such a part of that scene for so long. To see those walls breached in that manner.
In that manner.
Just like, holy crap.
That's something you
and would, how sickened he was.
It's something you would read about in history books that happened in like 1790.
I know.
Or you would reject in some half-baked action movie.
Right, I could never have. What are they doing? Who are these people?
So made up.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's so incredibly. And I know Andrew Kaufman, who is his right-hand man over there, and Andrew's a huge P1 as well. Andrew is instrumental in setting these things up, and thank you to him very much. He's always on our side when it comes to that. So, but it's just good having a relationship with a guy like that, and his interests. It's funny because at the heart of it all, he loves sports,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, this is...
And I love sports.
I know you do. I know you do.
So do you.
I do. So it's, you have that tie-in, and it just so happens that from, you know, the mid-90s until the mid to late aughts, he was a political guy. But it never, his life was not supposed to be shaped in that manner at all. And because of who his father was, obviously, he got his foot in the door and then ran from there. But it was, you talk about your time, whether it's being a student or a parent or, you know, a employee of something, you know, his world of politics, you're talking about not even 20 years, just sure. a fifth of his life or a quarter of his life. And it defines everything that he's a part of. But at the beginning of it, this was a guy that just cared about, you know, maybe making a little bit of money and doing some oil business and buying a baseball team. And that's really it. And then he just stumbled into it.
So did he sell all those paintings?
Yeah, I don't know if they were, it's done, you know, all the money goes straight to charity.
Yeah, I'm not saying did he cash in. I'm just saying, how do I get his painting of Dirk?
I don't know.
How much did that go for? Does it just hang in his library? It probably hangs in his library, doesn't it?
Probably so. And I love the fact that at that age, he took up that craft, painting. That's just incredible, and got great at it.
It's pretty good, man.
Yes, it's crazy.
It's
anyway,
unique.
Better than you can do.
It is. Thanks to the former president, our buddy, of course, for popping on this morning. It's great hearing him on the station whenever we can get him.
Pick games?
Why not? Why not? With Ticket Chick Susan and
right.
Tex Watson. Me and,
Mr. President, yeah. Kansas State and Baylor.
That's a tough one up there in Manhattan, the little apple, they call it. All right, let's dive into this guy set an all-time record last night,